Police have condemned an arson attack on a home at Tawantin and appealed for calm. It's believed the property was deliberately set alight and subsequently destroyed in the early hours of Wednesday morning. It's the same home owned by the Department of Housing, where a teenage girl was allegedly held against her will and assaulted earlier this month. Detective Senior Sergeant Craig Mansfield is hoping someone may have information about the moments leading up to the arson attack.
Our electronic team, our digital evidence team in Brisbane, also combing through social media and the like, with a view of trying to identify if there is, in fact, any videos or social media posts about the very incident. So, look, we're still in that very early stage of our investigation, and we're hoping for some public assistance to assist us there.
Almost 4 years after a former Sunshine Coast man was gunned down by intruders inside his Texas home, police have finally made an arrest. Father of two, Brenton Estorff, had celebrated his 29th birthday earlier that evening. He then woke to the sound of glass being smashed and confronted two men before he was fatally shot. Fort Bend County Sheriff's Office has revealed this week they've arrested a 21-year-old man and charged him with Mr. Estorff's murder. He remains behind bars after his bond was set at more than $500,000 Australian dollars. Police are also chasing others believed to be involved. The Sunshine Coast Public Health Unit has identified Coles in Nambour as a venue of concern after a local family was diagnosed with measles. At least two people from the same household fell ill just days after returning home from overseas. It's believed they visited the supermarket while potentially infectious on the afternoon of Monday, March 27, though the specific time frame of the visit is unknown. Measles is very infectious and results in a red blotchy rash covering the body. Lana Rogers and Maroochydore's Tiahni Massey will be in action today in the Open Iron Woman at the Aussies in Perth after making it through the heats on Wednesday. Noosa's Jordan Mercer also stunned. She wasn't going to compete just 4 months after having a baby, but decided to give it a go at the last minute. She didn't make the semis, but says she had a lot of fun.